spread out on this hill? Well, maybe it's time to wait. Maybe it's time to be non-aligned, like Guyana is doing, receiving the Chinese, who've done good things on the domestic scene, receiving the Soviets, who are doing great things on the international scene. One thing, whatever questions you may have about the perfectibility of human beings under communism, a communal form of government is working here that's given you more guarantees than anybody on this damned earth has today. 6 months food. 6 months that you'll eat. And if you don't care about eating, you should care about our babies. Say, well, we can't feed all the babies. Oh, don't give me that tripe. You're not worried enough that some of you are still looking back to USA. You won't carry the workload here to feed the ones you have. Don't talk to me about how concerned you are about liberating Africa or helping poor people elsewhere when you won't even touch a child here. You'll jump out of a relationship and forget the children. Never go back. Don't give me no shit. Father's not a fool. You don't care about other children. Don't give me such rationales to excuse yourself to really want to be back to suck on that awful, awful beast of U.S. life. But you won't get by. It's not there. It's not the same USA you left. The racism is doubled and tripled since you left. Your opportunity of getting a job is nothing. Your suspicion for being a socialist and with this movement too long put you in great trouble. That's why some of them in the conspiracy can't even get work. So they pull together with people they formerly hated each other's guts. There's no place left for them. They're suspect. They're not trusted. And the only way they can prove themselves that it never works, they're still not accepted. Most of the papers in San Francisco won't give them even a line. They don't trust them. Why? And they're trying hard. They're lying, telling such terrible, wicked things, trying to even get the doctor's credentials so the babies can't be treated here, they think, which won't stop the treatment at all because we have Joyce's credentials already. But no matter how wicked they get and how white they try to act, how subservient to the willing, to be willing to be real slaves of the capitalist system, speak about God, flag, and even the old Bible, they can't dress themselves up enough. Nobody trusts them. Remember, you've been in people's temple. You followed a courageous leader. They know what he is. They know his dedication. They also know that he's not a fool. He won't throw 1,000 of you to the wolves. So this is not a time for me to listen to anyone talking about getting involved in doing various guerrilla actions until I can see you involved with the day-to-day process of feeding our babies, touching them, loving them, caring for our seniors, being warm to your companion. Some of you barely give me kindness, and I've died for you for so many years, because I'm dead. You're the only thing alive in me. I stay alive to protect you. You say, well, don't need to. Well, my child, you haven't yet come up with a plan that can take care of 1,000 people honorably or surely without hurting other loved ones that we have elsewhere in the world. So let us be realistic and don't sound like you know more about internationalism than Jim Jones when you can't even begin socialism on the level of taking care of your babies properly. I don't raise my voice to my children and to all the children that sat with me when I interpret these movies when my throat is so raw. Sorry I went to sleep in the one last night, but I'm so tired, that I can't possibly communicate how tired I am. But I will endure. Why don't you give me some help instead of glorifying USA system, coming out only for filthy Tommy Rot movies? Why don't you try some of these good movies? You want to avoid all the movies connected with any pain. Because you don't want to care. You want to be able to walk by, right by a gas chamber, even if it's some of your own black brothers or Jewish brothers. You're like capos, like real Toms, or some of your own white brothers. You want to be able to walk by that gas chamber and not have to smell it. That's what it boils down to. You see, I know me, and that's how I became so pure, to be trusted to be your responsible leader. Why don't you try being like me? Why are you carrying on this competitive game? Try to identify, because that's something I've got to offer every one of you. The highest principles in the world, living them the best of anyone in the world. Not seeking sensation, glamour. Most revolutionaries, you can't trust them because they want glamour. I've been in this little prison for over a year. No name, made no prestige, because the best way I could serve you was to stay out of the news, even in Guyana, and not be forging ahead in the limelight. You see, I care about you. You can't know a better person than Jim Jones. This is not my cup of tea. I'm a speaker. Not to the same people. I'm a revolutionary tactical leader, a strategist. But that's not what's needed right now. That would endanger my babies, our seniors, and what we can in the long run make as a contribution to the international scene. All must understand what I've said. It must be reviewed. I can't reach you with all of the terror that USA is doing with the money you paid your taxes with, the money you put in through the years, everything you bought, there was taxes connected with it. Every time you dial a telephone, as I've said, till it's almost redundant. I can't reach you with the feeling of guilt that I have, that our money murdered Dr. Allende, and I see him looking into the skies in surprise and bewilderment, that goodness like him could be being bombed with our tax dollars, our USA planes overhead. I think of Victor Jara and his hands cut off, still singing the songs of working class solidarity. I think of the millions that were killed in concentration camps just because of their race or their politics. I think of the overcrowded jails where 14 people are even in every jail now at the best, 14 in rooms that were met. They're, in other words, crowded 14 times over their capacity. I think of the Wilmington 10 with 500-year sentences when even the witnesses now have admitted they lied, that the prosecution threatened them, and they lied, and yet President Carter will do nothing to intervene. I feel that guilt, but obviously some of you don't feel it enough, or you'd be kinder to our children. You'd be kinder to your companions. You wouldn't say things that show that you're looking back to the most evil system. You may not have a perfect system intellectually that you can say will work, but you know what that system did. You know the babies it destroyed in Vietnam and Korea. You know the evils it did in Indonesia that murdered people, the minority people, the darker people, 500,000 of them, and 500,000 socialist and communist, murdered them by our U.S. tax dollar. The CIA put the man in power, Suharto, they put him in there in Indonesia. How much do I have to tell you? Laos, Africa, Zaire, villages plundered, women raped and killed, little babies innocently bombed from Mozambique, all through Angola, Zaire. How much more? South Africa, how much more do I have to tell you? The torment of our people who have to be in by dark and have a number imprinted on their arm like an animal. Why don't you feel it and practice it before it's too late? You have this one opportunity, the greatest opportunity in the world. Now everyone must understand what I have said. That must be, if you have to repeat it, several times under the library, or wherever, everyone here that does not have this down fully on their test, and relate in your test to your own faults, which will probably be coming up tomorrow night in People's Rally, opening up yourself like I saw Trop and I've seen Prokes, which were the most thorough, and Johnson. And then there were White. Unless you can open yourself up like that, it's not enough just to open yourself up, but to be like Prokes, who said, that's not enough. I make my commitment that no matter what weakness in me, I will stick. I will go through. He was the only one that said that. But I'll never turn back. Not enough just to look at myself, said he, but I must correct it. Not just feel good that I've been honest. I must feel sickened over my elitist attitude. And I want to see that searching inside of you because I want you to be saved. It'll save you. I love you by asking this. It'll save you and your loved ones, if you have any loved ones, and you should if you've got any humanity in you. It'll save our babies and our seniors from all kinds of pain and guarantee a good future if each of you will pass this test and then pour out yourself in the deepest analytical way about the worst things you see in yourself. I love you. Every day, something I do in a dimension that we none understand, but I know confidently when the little baby, when little Cheryl Evans was laying in a coma, should have been brain damaged, I prophesied, I am confident twice that she'll be all right in the morning, and I put it on the PA system. She'll be all right. Now that kind of protection, which we can go over Isaac Rhodes and all the brain damaged people and the ones that were blind, you can't buy that anywhere. That comes in a package deal called the love of the family that Jim Jones has. And don't talk about great theories that don't begin in little ways. You can't love the people around you. Don't bother me about being concerned about all the babies that are starving in the world until you do something to guarantee that our own collective here will not suffer the horror of not being equipped with sufficient food or medicines. No, we've got a great and wonderful program, and let us realize it and all get ready for the analysis. Part of analysis of your test can be done ready to be handed in tomorrow. You must hand it in tomorrow night because you could do that at home, not in class time. And you should take a lot of time looking at your faults, seeing how you compare to the others that I've shown that poured out about their elitism, even went so far as Trop to say, when our usefulness is over, we should be shot. Well, that's not Father's style. He's a nonviolent person. But you should be able to relate to it because all that have written said they felt the same way. And then they went into very vivid detail about how they make exceptions for themselves, take advantage, don't utilize their time well, and entertain wrong attitudes. But still out of that awful mess, able to say, I will stick. I will never turn back. I will be better. With that kind of resolve, we cannot help but save our people from more pain than you can imagine. And that's our duty, to save socialistically the people right here, now. And then the great opportunities for liberation will go on. And some things go on now that you don't know about that would be glamorous. Too glamorous, though, because some of you'd want to volunteer, and you're not ready to do some things until you can love your children at home under your care. Love the seniors around you, your own companions better, and be more principled to follow your father's example and your mother's example. Then there's no need to talk about volunteering for the romantic kinds of things that we're doing. Not yet. Not yet. Thank you. So people steering will be postponed, and all people not in the meetings that I just announced will be under the theater pavilion to see, study, understand Malcolm X, we'll go through it thoroughly. Now, if I've done it several times to teach from it, and I'm willing to do it again, you can be willing to listen and watch. It's required, everybody, to get that sensitizing. It's just a very brief program. Start right at dark, and it'll be over with, and the people in the business can do it afterwards. I'll go through it again for them, if necessary. But we cannot get anything done until we get sensitivity and concern and mutual solidarity. It's the only way people can survive. That's why Black America and Jewish America are finished. Indian America, because there's no solidarity. That's why there will be a cleometric theory, ethnic weapons, genocide, concentration camps, and the horror of nuclear war, because people don't have a willingness to override their nationalism, their own egocentrism, and even with the great strides of China in terms of domestic communism, nationalism hindered them from solidarity, and now they are following policies that are as certain as hell to bring nuclear confrontation. So, my friend, let's show that we have resolve to be socialist. Thank you, and much love.
They won't do anything. If I took an honest vote tonight, it'd be the same old hands go up. I want to go back. Same old shit. I could preach here for 88 years, and some of you hiding in the closet. We won't know it till you try over the hill. But remember, we've been paying too much, so we are anticipating this time. You might say we are anticipating, aren't we? I told you, don't fuck with our people's rights or freedom anymore. They can get here, and you can go to hell. If you want to die in Babylon, if you want the blood on your hands of America, you can go back there and die with that blood on you. But don't fuck with us till our people are here, safe and sound. I'm telling you, don't do it. Don't you do it. Peace. By God, there's some people deserve that chance. Some of the best folk in the world are back there. Who's sleeping? You want to have something to do with a system that has no more mercy than to scare them out and put them out for 45 minutes and no goddamn police or fire department that would come out? Because, you see, I listen. I've seen this son of a bitch till I'm tired of seeing it, but I'm going to keep myself sensitive. I'm not going to look at folk who don't give a shit, who won't give the leader respect. I wish you was a leader. You'd never see me turn my head away from you. Wish to hell that's the only way it'll ever be done around here. We need a change, but that nobody wants to come up to the responsibility of leaders. Change of face because you're so theatrical and narcissistic. You want a younger person. Well, why don't the young people get what I've got? Because I'm tired. I need retirement. Shit, young people can't push themselves like I do. Up until yesterday, it was 3 or 4 nights that I hadn't had any sleep. Jesus Christ. But I cannot possibly get any feeling that I'll ever have any relaxation as long as folk lean on poles down on their chin. What were you doing? You weren't looking at me. Don't stand there and lie to me.
I was tired of standing up and I was leaning.
I still don't mind fighting, and you're tired. God damn it, look around at some of these black people that are standing. You can't identify with me. Look at somebody. They're helping to feed you, some of those folk you're looking at right there. Do you say if they got tired, your ass would be really complaining? I'm sure you'd be complaining then. Your ass is what causes us to get tireder because we have to be up here talking while you're disrespectful. Don't you understand, man? You can't have folk doing what they want to do, leaning on their chin, going to sleep, closing their eyes, looking away. If everybody did that, this fucking movement would be destroyed tomorrow and babies would be killed and wasted all over this fucking property. God damn it. It's so sensible. It's so fucking sensible. Not asking you to look at me. I'm trying to get you to see a principle. The moment anybody can talk like me, walk like me, live like me, I won't have to be removed. I will resign. Sit down. Because I deserve to resign. There's other things I can do, too, you see. But right now, I got to do what I'm doing. So don't take it as a personal matter. Don't be affected in a personal way. Try to hear what's behind the body and the mouth. Try to listen to what's coming out of the heart. And so, you're going to analyze yourself real well tomorrow.
you better analyze yourself real well. Because I see progress, I'll see the FBI, because every one of you read in the papers that were back there. The FBI, two of the people that killed Malcolm, it made a hit front page, was FBI agents. So if two FBI agents, they found the shit in their houses, in apartments, and they kept it from the public all these years. If two FBI agents killed him in front of his babies, and two FBI agents tried to kill his babies, the government was the one that made him do it. The government to whom you pay your taxes. I don't want to go back if there was only one Malcolm that they did that to. If there was only one Malcolm, I don't want to go back. But honey, it's every goddamn day. Those fucking police are doing this every day and every night. The fucking Nazis are marching strong in Chicago till it's on all over every radio broadcast about how many black people they intimidated and marched through Jews' neighborhood, and the Jews didn't even come out and raise a finger. Fucking swastikas, Heil Hitler, and mobs of them gathered. And the leaders are still not in jail. It was just a few blacks that resisted them in Chicago and a couple of white folk that went to jail. No Nazis went to jail. Goddamned America. Every time I see those police on that fucking screen, I'd rather live in a swamp. I'd rather be eaten up solely by ants. God damn it. Every time I see one of those helmeted son of a bitches standing there, we'll shoot to kill. Put your hands up. You want to blow you away, nigger? They're doing it every night. It's not stopped with Malcolm. It isn't stopped with Martin. They're killing people like you. You'd be...